14. Water in the Sahara, Gary Hogg. Petrologists, experts in the study of mineral-bearing rocks, have for some time now held the belief that deep down beneath the Sahara there lay enormous untapped sources of oil, minerals, and natural gas. After months, even years, of surveying, charting, and analyzing various possible sites in the desert, the order was given to haul drill rigs to some of the sites and put the theories to the test. Oil well sinking equipment is heavy as well as complex and involves the combined efforts of big gangs of men. These men must work in shadeless temperatures, so great that a risk even more dangerous than that of sunstroke is what is called dehydration. To avoid drying up, they must absorb throughout the day great quantities of water, the one element so hard to find in the desert. On average, every man must drink not less than 2.5 to 3 gallons of this rare and vital fluid every day. This means that an oil rig site must be kept permanently supplied with many hundreds of gallons. The most elaborate measures are taken to ensure a constant supply. If there's a reliable source of supply not too far from the site, then a pipeline may be laid. Some of these pipelines have extended over 15 miles of desert, truly a lifeline. Where the source of supply is too remote from the site for a pipeline, a fleet of water tankers must be brought into operation. These must be capable of travelling over miles of camel track or even stretches of trackless desert. Their reliability as machines must be absolute. Their drivers and crews must be dedicated men who will permit nothing to stop them from delivering their precious cargo. It's hardly surprising that the firms who sent out the oil rig teams soon decided to take steps that would ensure an adequate supply of fresh water on each site where they were operating. They had drilling tackle designed for deep drilling. They had experts to handle the equipment. So, though their main objective was oil, they drilled first for that other precious commodity, fresh water. Some of the results of this drilling were spectacular. At a site named Sidi Madi, near Tugut, a drill tapped a supply of water at a depth just short of 6,000 feet, more than a mile down below the blazing sand on which the derrick was mounted. The flow of water released when the drill was withdrawn was so tremendous that they used the term gusher, ordinarily reserved for an oil strike of outstanding volume. From that reservoir a mile and more below the surface, cold water leapt high into the air at the fantastic rate of 4,800 gallons a minute. This, it is true, was something of a record flow, but borings on other sites in various parts of the desert produced water that burst from the ground under great pressure at the rate of 500, 600, 700 gallons per minute. That was enough and to spare for the drill rig crews and the teams of experts visiting the sites. More important, of course, it proved to the geologists and others that their theory of a great natural reservoir of fresh water beneath the desert was not just fancy, but fact.